Chapter 3. Stubb was the second mate on the ship. He was a good sailor. He didn't talk to people. He was good with a harpoon. When we fought a whale, he wasn't afraid. He was a strange man. He always had a pipe in his mouth. Flask was the third mate on the ship. He was a short man. He liked whales. He thought the whales were beautiful. He wasn't afraid of them. Starbuck, Stubb, and Flask each had a boat on the Pequod. Captain Ahab sent the men out in the boats when we found a whale. The men in the boats made a circle round the whale. Everyone threw harpoons and spikes at the whale from the boats and the ship. I was surprised when I first saw Captain Ahab. He looked like a bronze statue. He was broad and strong. He was a frightening sight. He didn't say anything. He went back to his cabin. He came out of his cabin every morning to look at the sea. One day, Captain Ahab shouted to Starbuck, "Send everybody aft! You up there, come down!" said Ahab. The men stood at the back of the ship. Captain Ahab said, "We're looking for the white whale." He took a gold coin out of his pocket and said, "This is a $16 coin. I'll give this coin to the man that kills Moby Dick." The men all cheered. "Is the white whale called Moby Dick?" one of the crew asked. "It is. Do you know Moby Dick?" Captain Ahab asked. "He's a strange whale, sir. He has iron harpoons in his skin, a strange tail, and a strange spout," Queequeg said. "Yes, he does," said Captain Ahab. "Was it Moby Dick that bit off your leg?" asked Flask. "It was. The white whale is the devil. I'll chase him round Good Hope. I'll chase him round the Horn. I'll chase him round the Norway Maelstrom, and I won't give up." The crew got excited. "God keep me. Keep us all," Starbuck said quietly. "Death to Moby Dick," Ahab shouted. He went back to his cabin. Flask, Starbuck, and Stubb were nervous. Starbuck thought, "The captain is mad. He wants revenge on the whale. We'll all die."